Rise up, praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth. Hear the glad tidings.
This is Priest King Olutomole Agbaye, the Comforter, preaching End Time Ark of Salvation Gospel, also inviting and calling all the beloved of the Lord to come on board to escape God's wrath. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. We thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.
I want to speak with you now. I want to speak with you now. I want to talk with you about concerning righteousness.
Yes.
Now, what does Jesus Christ say?
Can you just say, are we?
What is the teaching of Jesus Christ himself?
Can you call Jesus Christ?
Matthew chapter 5 and 6.
Where is it? Matthew 5 and 6.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
God.
Alabuku ni fun awon eni ti ebi pa ati ti o gbe ngbe si pa ododo nitori pe won o yo.
My friend, my men, and my people.
Gbogbo eyin ati omo olutomo le agbaye.
All ye youths in my kingdom.
Gbogbo eyin odo nijoba Olorun.
You ministers and you officers.
Gbogbo eyin oloye ati eyin ranse
gbogbo. I want you to turn today. This is 2020.
Odun 2020 la wa yi.
Because you never run to any lack.
Tori pe eni keni ki yo shalai ni.
But test after doing the will of God. What is righteousness?
What is righteousness?
What is righteousness?
That
is doing the will of God. Working in the covenant of God. Obey the voice of God. Working in the doctrine of light and life. Keeping the covenant you have met with God.
Lati ma dro nugo maje bi ti bolorun da.
Whatever God says, you are abiding in it.
Onko ti Olorun ba wi jade o duro
ninu re. Obedient to nothing but the voice of God.
Ani igboro re si gbogbo oro Olorun.
That's righteousness which you want to commence today in this year 2020.
Eyi ni ododo te fe bere si se lati oni
igboro. As this righteousness I'm calling you into.
Ododo to to mo lagba n pe gbo ido si
re. You have to pant and touch for it.
Ogboro ma le pare ko si ma
to pe. Pant and touch. Test for it.
Ogun ma gbogbe fun gidi gidi.
Mi o ma tin ni ofe Olorun. You see, I want to tell you tonight that God saves only the righteous.
Olu ti be so fun gbogbo ni asale pe Olorun ni ko ise loluwa ma ngbala.
Only the righteous.
Olorodo ni kan sese Oluwa.
God will never save a sinner.
Oluwa ki yo gba elese la.
God will never save a breaker of his law.
Oluwa ki yo gba ni to nba to ru ofin e to ru Oluwa ki yo gba la.
I want to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah.
Olorodo ni so nipa Sodom and Gomorrah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Sodom and Gomorrah was a corrupt cities.
O je ilu to kun fun ibaje. Ilu to ti di baje.
So Lot was there.
Lot o wa ni ilu na.
He was a righteous person.
Ṣugbọn je Olorun dodo.
So when the angels came, God sent them to go and destroy city of Gomorrah.
Nigba ti awon angel to lu wa run last lo pa ilu na run ti won de.
As I always send angels to of protection to your lives. So God sent angels of destruction into Sodom and Gomorrah.
And gege boy olutun se ma ran angel olodarubo sinu aye yi ba kan lu ran awon angel apanirun si ilu Sodom and Gomorrah.
Then they said unto Abraham.
What's up, Abraham?
Abraham, God says we should come and destroy this city.
Oluwa ni ka wa pa ilu yi run.
Then Abraham remembered that Lot was there.
Abraham wa shiranti pe Lot wa nibe
and his wife
ati aya re
and his children
ati awon mo re.
They were four.
Oje merin.
Then Abraham started to beg God.
Abraham wa be si be Olorun.
God.
Olorun.
Ah. You want to go and destroy city of Gomorrah?
O fe lo pa ilu Gomorrah run.
Please God, if you find 50 righteous person, are you going to destroy it?
Oluwa jowo se ti o ba pa oba lawon olododo eniyan ti won to 70 so ma ojuti ma pa won run ni.
God said no.
Ah, Olorun ni
la. I can't destroy 50. A nation where you have 50 righteous people, I will never do that. I will never destroy.
Ah, ilu ti a ni awon eyan eniyan olododo bi o to 70 bi o ni pa won.
Abraham knew that there were only four righteous people in the city.
Abraham mo ma daji pe awon olododo merin pe no wa ni ilu yen o.
Then he was praying to God again. Please, Father, don't be annoyed. If you find 40, will you destroy the city? God said, no, I will not destroy it.
O ti pe Olorun pe se to ba ri ogo ji se to ba pa won run. Oluwa ni ara won ni pa won run.
All right. Say, God, e ma binu. Te ba ri 30 ko, se ma pa. Te ba ri ke olododo 30. Oluwa se pe mi o ni pa run ma die ju yin si. Te ba ri eyan 30 olododo.
What if we find 30 people, we still destroy them, the righteous ones? God said, I will not destroy the city
then,
for their sake.
Abraham asked again, if you see 20, will you destroy the city? God said, no. Because of 20 righteous mercy, I will spare the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oluwa sọ pe tori awon eniyan olododo to je ogun yen emi o da orilede Sodom ilu Sodom ati Gomorrah si.
Then he said, Father, please don't be annoyed though. Don't be annoyed.
Baba ma binu.
If you find 10, nko, God say, I will never destroy the city because of 10 righteous men.
Abraham to say, "Mutoba turi olorodo mewa ni ilu yen ko." Oluwa so pe ma wo ori mi o ni pa ilu yen run se tori awon eyan
pe olorodo mewa. Father, I just want to ask this one last one. If you find about 5, olorodo lo mo, o da kon lo ti en.
Abraham wa ni le mi eti ni laye le mi ni pere mo to ba ri olorodo marun ni ilu yen ko so ti ma parun Olorun ko o ko work out ni eni o serious.
So that a city or two cities where you have about 500 million people, they cannot find 10 righteous men.
Ilu ti a ni to nu ku fogoro eniyan ilu meji on le ri olododo mewa nilu yen.
By the time Abraham went to sleep in the morning, he found the city in flames.
Nigba ti Abraham lo sun ko to di ile mo,
I said, he found the city in flames.
O ti ri so da bo ti Gomorrah to ti gbina to ti
jona. Angels have set as kindle, set fire on it.
Awon gari ti dana sun ilu gbogbo ilu yen parapata.
You see, it's not easy to get righteous people.
In
the days of Noah, God was looking for 10 people. Only 8 souls were there. That's why God destroyed the wall of Noah. Like in Lagos now, you have over 11 to 12 billion million people. So God is breaking judgment because you don't find up to 10 righteous people in Lagos State, in Ibadan State, in Ondo State. There are no righteous person. That's why I'm calling you into righteousness. Because only the righteous people will deliver. Now, I want to say something. This is, you want to start doing something that is different. This year 2020 is a new year.
Odu 2020, odu titun ni.
People invite problems to their lives. When they enter a new year, they continue to do something that they have been doing before.
Ọpọ̀pọ̀ ló máa ń mú wàhálà wá sínú ayé wọn nígbà tó bá wọ ọdún tuntun nígbà tí wọ́n bá ń ṣe ohun tí wọ́n ti ń ṣe láti ẹ̀yìn wá.
They continue to keep the same old corrupt friends that we keeping before.
Wọ́n tẹ̀síwájú láti máa kó àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ burúkú tí wọ́n ti ń kó bọ̀ láti ẹ̀yìn wá.
But this year, I want you to start to doing something different.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọdún tuntun yìí olùtọ̀mọ́làgbà ẹ fẹ́ kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀.
In order that you may inherit something different this year.
Kí o ba lè jogún ohun tó yàtọ̀.
You must do something different now.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀ láti
àwọn ọ̀dọ́. Something that is different from what you have been doing before.
Ohun tó yàtọ̀ parapata sí ohun tẹ̀ ti ń ṣe bọ̀ láti ẹ̀yìn wájà.
So that you will receive something different this year 2020.
Kí o ba lè rí ohun tó yàtọ̀ gbà ní ọdún 2020.
For instance,
fún àpẹẹrẹ,
throughout last year,
jálẹ̀jálẹ̀ ọdún tó kọjá,
and throughout the past years,
àti gbogbo ọdún tó ti lò
bọ̀, you don't have time to study the Bible.
Bóyá o tiẹ̀ ní àkókò fọ́rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
We want to start doing something different.
O wá fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ohun tó yàtọ̀ lẹ́nu ọdún yìí.
That yes, the Olùtọ̀mọ́làgbà has taught us.
Bí bóyá àbí pé Olùtọ̀mọ́làgbà ti kọ́ wa. This year,
I want to be doing something different. I want to start reading every page by page. Of Kaimoli book. This year, I want to do something different. I know by the end of this year, new year, I will inherit, I will realize something different. The ordinances of God. God says you shall be reading it every time or once a week. Last year, I've not been doing that. And I suffered a lot of suffering. But this year, I want to do something different. I want to be studying the book of ordinances. Last year, I've not been walking or worshiping regularly. My worship was not regular. When I worship in the morning, I don't come in the evening. Today, this year, I want to start doing something
different.
That is, in order to get at the end of the year to realize something that is different. Which is the blessing.
It is a bukun.
Which is the joy.
It is a ayo.
Which is the comfort.
It is a tura.
Which is the upliftment.
It is a bega.
Which is the progress.
It is a tesiwaju.
Which you all need.
It is a bueni.
This is the way you don't need prayer.
Oh, nilo adura.
I've told you all these things.
Oh,
you only need to seek the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is to start to learn to do something different this year.
Oh, to nilo lati ma le pare oni ododo Olorun. Ododo Olorun
si lati do something different this year.
Lati be si ko ba ye so to
what you have not been able to do past year, start to do it this year.
Right,
because people don't know how to change their lives.
Don't let
anybody to save you.
Or
the radio, television, the fake ministers and churches, they say, look, you are going to be a different person now. Your life is not going to be the same. I lie you.
Well, no, radio and television, I won't really kill myself. I do, or I hear you,
what can bring about a change in your life is for you to seek righteousness. The righteousness will empower you to do something different. I've spoken to you. You want to go into your silent prayer? This time around, not just speak to your heart now. My heart. My soul. Turn righteousness. Turn to righteousness this year. That's your prayer now.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Twitter address 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.